And joining us, as he does every Friday morning at this time, is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And it certainly is nice to walk outside and not feel the body hurt, isn't it?
Boy, what a difference a week makes. Last week at this time, we were still shivering. And today, boy, it's going to be a beauty of a day.
It is. It is. And, it just uplifts everybody's spirits. People are happier. And it's just good to see it moving. So I'm pleased to be one of those smiling people.
Well, you're always one of those smiling people, but a little bigger smile this week, I think.
That's right. That's
well, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening. One of the things we're hearing a lot about, we didn't think it would touch us up here in northern Michigan as much, but maybe so. You can fill us in a little bit about this film credits thing and what, the legislature's been doing on that.
We have, myself and many of us in the North, actually campaigned to eliminate the film credits. Michigan has been giving that industry for the last 10 years $50 million a year, and that's $500 million. That's $500 million. And it's not producing jobs. There's actually less jobs in that industry now than there was 10 years ago. And what that industry does, and they're very smart, and I certainly don't blame the industry for doing what they're doing, but Southern California and California as a whole has gotten to be such an expensive place for almost every business to operate in, and the movie industry is no different for multiple reasons, licenses and the labor pool and the rest of it. So they've been going around other states, and Toronto has turned out to be a movie mecca too, but Toronto's expensive. So they go to states and they try to make these deals, and they play the states against each other. You know, Michigan makes them a deal, and then they go to Ohio, they get a better deal, they come back to Michigan for another deal, they go to Montana for a deal, and a lot of us states are saying, you know what, this is enough. You're asking for $50 million, you're a multi-billion dollar organization. $50 million is really not a lot of money in your world, and frankly, we believe we can do better with it. We're asking our citizens for more money for roads. We're challenged at our schools, our police departments, our local governments. So the vote came up on the floor this week. The Northern Coalition of 12 members, 11 of us voted yes to eliminate it. One had his reasons not to. And we voted to eliminate the film credits. Now it goes off to the Senate, and where that'll be challenged again, because the Senate has been the legislative body that has been most apprehensive about not eliminating it. So we'll see where it goes. But, Kevin, overall, our district, the 106th District, the Northern District, Representative Joel Johnson, Bruce Rendon's district, that all touches your listening area,
right,
have always stood up and said, you know what, this is silly. Northern Michigan sees nothing of it. We want you to come to Michigan to make movies, but we're going to entice you by just being a good business-friendly state to do business in, and we have done that in the last 4 years. So there's no reason for them to need that money. Let's spend it where we need to put it.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's move on then. Another item on the list that we want to talk about today, also kind of one of those items where you go, but this deals with the chairlifts in our homes.
Right. It's actually considered, they call it an elevator bill.
Yeah.
For a nickname. And people see them on TV. You'll see where for our elderly population or handicapped people to get them to the second floor, they put a chair lift on a banister to get them up and down the stairs. It's a very it's a very quality made unit. I actually had the opportunity to look at a couple myself. It's not overly technical to install. It's physically structured to the wall, and then you actually just plug it into a 210 outlet. But because it's considered an elevator, then you have to have a certified elevator company and installer to install them, which raises the cost of that to a point where it becomes unaffordable to many people. And that's not even half the problem up north. We have nobody that is licensed or qualified under the old structure to install them.
Wow.
So it was an interesting debate on the House floor. And, a lot of people are trying to protect, and I'm going to say this and not saying wanting to be anti-union, but they're doing this to protect what they believe are union jobs. Well, there are no union elevator companies in Michigan. So anybody that has these things installed has to hire somebody from outside the state to come in and install them. And most of these companies that I've talked to don't even want to come in northern Michigan because it's not worth it. So now with the bill that we passed, our local contractors with the building inspector can install them now. And I believe that's better for northern Michigan businesses, our contractors, and our citizens to install these units. So there's a couple around our area, actually. I know some homes that actually have them. And it's really a neat thing to get our aging population that don't want to leave their homes up and down the stairs.
Indeed. Yep. And especially in our area here, there's a lot of retirees. And I think that's an important issue.
It is. It's very important. And again, we're not eliminating or hurting anybody's jobs. We're actually opening this up for more people to be able to do it.
Right, exactly. All right, and the last issue we're going to talk about this morning deals with Chippewa Hills.
Yes, there's been that challenge to the cutting at Chippewa Hills here in Alpena County. And we've talked about it before, and it's been on the news, of course. There's a bunch of different user groups in there that have their opinion, because the state of Michigan was going to come in and do some cuttings, which they do. I think the state actually does a good job, because they project these cuttings 10 years out. You know, they don't just wake up one morning and say, hey, we're going to go to this Chippewa Hills and cut the trees. It's on a 10-year plan. They have foresters that go in, look at the tree structure, the maturity of them, the different diversities of the species, and then they put it on their list and go in there and cut it. Well, Chippewa Hills was all at once one day painted for cutting, and rightly so. The user groups all were questioning what was going on, and they wanted to have their opinions heard. So there's another meeting this Thursday coming up in Gaylord, where a lot of the user groups are going to be there. My office will be in attendance. I myself won't be able to because it's a Wednesday. I'm sorry, it's a Thursday, and I'll be in session. But it looks like because of this, the DNR is definitely cooperating with the user groups, and they're going to come up with a plan. They still have to do the cutting, and it's good for the forest to cut the mature trees so that the young trees can grow, and that's what trees do.
Right.
So that'll be this Thursday, and I'm really very encouraged by my conversations with the DNR on how they want to approach this. And the DNR actually, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, have become a lot more user-friendly and more public. They're coming out and letting people know what they're doing. I like Director Craze a lot. I actually had a meeting with him yesterday on this exact issue. He came up to my office, and he's an easy guy to talk to. So I'm encouraged by what's going to come out of Thursday.
All right. Well, Peter is always very informative, but if they want more information or want to talk to you about anything else, very easy to get a hold of you.
Call me. I'll be on the beach today. You can call my office anytime. 517-373-0833. Kevin, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Peter.
All right.